interesting story coming out of the fires. A lot of devastation, obviously. But I heard this story about saving koalas.
What?
That involves dogs. Dogs that can sniff out koalas.
Well, we've got cadaver dogs and we've got sniffer dogs at airports, but... Yeah.
No, these guys specialise in koalas.
Koalas!
Wow. We need to find out about it. Director of Uni Sunshine Coast Detection Dogs for Conservation, Dr. Roman Christescu. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
So, look, we're interested. How do you train dogs to sniff out koalas?
Yeah, look, it is a bit surprising, but they're actually very into it. So how we do it is that we go and we select dogs that are very, very, very keen on playing. So basically, there's dogs that want to play morning, day, night, weekends, all the time. And we harvest that energy and that joy for their toy. And we associate that with the odor of koala.
That's so interesting. So basically, if there's a tragedy like a fire, you can send in these wonderful dogs like Bear and they can sniff out koalas that may be injured.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've done is basically we've teamed up with dogs for all of our research. And we just noticed that they are so much more efficient than us. They rely on their nose to find smelly things. And so in terms of research, we do a lot of habitat mapping, for instance. We want to know where koala live. And so we've trained specific dogs to look for koala poo or their scats. And that enable us to say, okay, this is koala territory. And then we have a specific dog that looks for very fresh scats. And we take that, we bring that back to the lab, and we look at koala health. And then obviously with dogs like Bear, we look for the koala itself. And so Bear was really critical when we do search and rescue mission, really.
This is really lovely. I think it's just the most beautiful thing. I have a question, though. The koalas are up high in the trees. The dogs find them. Do you then, how do you get them down to save them?
Look, it's a team effort. So I'm not going to lie to you. It's difficult. It depends on the state of the koala. So when the koala are really bad, they are actually on the ground.
Okay.
And then we just, you know, pick them up and rescue them. But we also have a way to make a koala come down. And a lot of the time, a koala will stay in the tree, even when they are really on their, you know, their last resource. We have found some burnt and very malnourished that were still in the tree. And so what we like to do is to deploy a koala trap. I always get a bit of a chuckle. We do have a koala trap. it's a funny thing, but basically we put an enclosure at the bottom of the tree, and when the koala is trying to change tree, it gets in a box, and then we take them to the vets.
So these detection dogs for conservation, is it right across Australia or only in certain parts?
Look, it's coming more and more now. So it's probably been a bit more over than a decade now that it's really taken off in Australia. It's been done in New Zealand and in the US for a much longer time. But now I think we're really starting to see dozens of teams. We created an organization to gather us and exchange ideas. So the Australasian Conservation Dog Network. So we kind of really trying to push this as a much more efficient method.
I can't imagine those koala sniffing dogs in the US and New Zealand are that busy.
Birds and bears and wolves.
Oh, other animals, right, of okay. course.
Yeah. Director of UniSC's Detection Dogs for Conservation, Roman Crotescu, thank you for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks so much.